And I think that's an emphasis. You did win the case. I know some people might hear this and say, oh, you know, Sarah, a lot of people make claims about this sort of thing, but this is more than that. As I said, to kind of repeat, you did win the case. So we're kind of beyond what this may have been, right? I mean, that's pretty well proved.
It does, and what I'll tell you, it's not as if we just said, oh, I think my child had a reaction and then won our case. It is an extremely meticulous and thorough process. We filed all of the medical records, his neurologist, neuropsychologist, you know, the hospitalist, the seizure specialist, everybody wrote letters in support of this. And then the government's lawyers and doctors and therapists evaluate everything and even came to the house to evaluate my son. And in the end, it was agreed he had been damaged by the vaccine. This is a known side effect. And so, no, in our case, this is not a controversial statement. He was, the government has acknowledged and paid millions of dollars for his care, money that doesn't come to parents, of course. But it's very expensive, as any parent of a child with disability knows, to raise them and provide therapy and care for them.